This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
You are free to call in and talk live about whatever's on your mind here tonight. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are, we're live on the air. Chances are good we're live on the air. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. There's a possibility that we're at some convention or something like that, in which case, yeah, we'll be back in a week. Don't worry. And you can call in. So, Michael, something you probably don't know about me is that when I was younger, I used to show dogs.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has been a dog handler for a long time. She showed first obedience and then confirmation. And I will say, the obedience training of her dogs has really suffered since I was a kid. It's like she used to be, she was the founder of the obedience training club that was in her local area. She was one of the first, and that was her thing. But then she went on to confirmation. You know what confirmation is?
I don't know what confirmation is.
Right. So they have this in, actually, almost every animal out there has some kind of confirmation, like fairs or something. So it's when you stand the animal up, take a look at it, and say, this is either close to whatever the standard is, the breed standards, they call it, the American Kennel Club calls it, or it is, you know, this is an ugly dog, right? Like, how pretty is this dog based on a set of guidelines?
Mm-hmm. What do you think your breed is supposed to look like?
Right. So, the breed standard, right? Like, you're never going to make an English bulldog pretty, but you're going to make them look like they're supposed to look. And, I did that for a period of time because, it's what my mom did, and I had an opportunity to do it. So one thing that I'm really proud of the AKC, the American Kennel Club, for, is they started a program called, it's Ban the Breed, and it Ban the Deed, not the Breed. So Ban the Deed, not the Breed. Mm-hmm. And it was basically focusing on pit bulls.
Yeah.
Which the American Kennel Club considers mutts, all right? So they came in defense of a breed that, to the best of my knowledge, they do not recognize at this time.
They don't consider the pit bull a breed.
Right.
Now
there's the American Staffordshire Terrier, which is, a pit bull is kind of from this to some extent, but, So a pit bull is just basically a, it's a mutt by the American Kennel Club standards. I'm not going to take the stance that it's a mutt. I don't actually believe that. I think that it is developing. It's a developing breed.
It's a recognizable name. You know what almost everyone, I think, knows what a pit bull is and can recognize one.
Pretty likely. I think they're changing over time, too. When I was a kid, a pit bull would have a much smaller head, much less of a broad chest than they do now. Now they look like, big-headed bodybuilders and with pointy-eared bodybuilders. But, a pit bull was bred to some extent. I mean, American Staffordshire Terriers, bulldogs of all sorts, they were bred as fighting dogs. And they have that lineage, and you can decide what. As a matter of fact, my mother has a French bulldog. Not anyone's idea of a fighting dog, right?
Right.
But we have a Doberman. And he was, just not quite good enough for show quality. So he ended up at our house, and he's great. I love him. And he is 18 months, and she is 11 years old. She doesn't mind playing a little bit, but he really likes to play a lot. So every once in a while, she'll just get a hold of his face and hold on, because that's what she was bred to do. And at some point or another, he'll go wander off, and, he'll get hurt enough that he wanders off.
That youthful exuberance.
Right. So, A French bulldog is considered by pretty much everybody to be no longer a fighting dog by any stretch of the imagination. It's a companion dog. Just likes to hang out and sit on laps. Dobermans, on the other hand, people are scared to death of these things for whatever reason. I think it's the pointy ears.
Yeah, well, Dobermans have been, when I was growing up, everyone thought Dobermans were the canonical aggressive dog.
Right. I think that was probably
before pit bulls came along.
Where do you think that came from? I think I know. I'm just going to guess. You don't have any idea? Okay. Magnum P.I. had two beautiful black Dobies that were that guarded the, I don't know, the comic relief guy's house, this butler.
What's his name in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Right, I remember him.
Higgins or something. I don't know if that's what it was.
It's been ages since I've seen
it. Right, I'm not the one to know that. But I watched the show. I enjoyed it. It had Ferraris, Dobermans, helicopters, gunplay. What do you want from a show?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. Well, I guess, yeah. I can't say that Tom Selleck was that exciting to me, but what a mustache the guy still has. Anyway, basically, I'm proud of the AKC for their Ban the Deed, Not the Breed campaign that they brought out in order to defend something that they don't even consider a breed, because I think it's the right thing to do. And I want to read an article here from Untamed Science about what is the most dangerous dog breed. I think people really want to know this. I mean, what have you heard? What's the most likely dog to bite you?
Well, everyone knows it's the pit bull, right?
I think a lot of people have heard that. I've also heard Chihuahuas.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Rottweilers, Dobermans,
mm-hmm.
German Shepherds.
Yeah, German Shepherds, but those are police dogs.
They're police dogs.
They're trained to bite you.
They are trained to bite you. Well, that's part of the point here, mind you. But if a dog is a police dog trained to bite, I mean, does its bite not count? Should it not? Should every bite from a German Shepherd police dog not be counted in the list of...
No, you can't count those. Those are police dogs. They don't count.
Okay. All right. I just want to know.
I obviously don't believe that.
Somebody does.
Somebody does.
What's the most dangerous dog breed? Everyone and their mother has a story about being bitten, scratched, or even attacked by a dangerous dog. It can become such a problem that some areas have enacted breed-specific legislation. They're using the term BSL. I'm going to try to stick with breed-specific legislation, though. Outlawing breeds of dogs that we think are dangerous, like pit bulls, Doberman Pinschers, and German Shepherds. But which breed of dog is actually the most dangerous one? Well, let's try looking at actual data rather than coming up with emotional judgments about Petey from The Little Rascals. Which dog breeds Petey, I think, would probably be called a pit bull. Luckily, we don't have to rely on anecdotal evidence like your Uncle Bob's stories to get into the heart of the matter. A 2008 study actually did a survey about breed differences in canine aggression, and there are some flaws because the study relied on survey data, which there's no way to verify dogs in question really were the breed their owners thought they were or acted how their owners were interpreting things. It's also just one small slice of data from a very big world, but it can give us an idea of what's really going on. What the researchers found out was surprising. There was huge variation in dog aggression within each breed. Still, some breeds really were statistically more aggressive towards some targets when you looked at the group as a whole. For example, beagles and cocker spaniels were more aggressive than most dogs towards their owners.
Oh, wow.
Akitas, Australian cattle dogs, Australian shepherds, German shepherds, Jack Russell terriers, and pit bulls were more aggressive towards other dogs than most. That does not surprise me. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess here you go. Here's my bias. Keep your animal away from Akitas. They are deadly. Australian cattle dogs, Australian shepherds, Dobermans, and German shepherds, but not pit bulls, were rated as more aggressive towards strangers. And what about tiny dogs, you may ask? Dogs like dachshunds and chihuahuas are rated as the most aggressive dog breeds towards almost everything. But this might occur for several reasons. It's easier to let small dogs get away with being aggressive because the consequences of a nippy chihuahua are not the same as a nippy mastiff. As a society, we are typically don't focus on training these little guys very much, and life really is tough as a small dog in a big dog world, according to this dog researcher.
They've got
here.
A point there. Your tiny little chihuahua is not going to do a whole lot of damage, even if they spend all day biting you.
Yeah, I have a scar on the back of my leg from a Pomeranian. But, I mean, I didn't do anything when it happened. I just, you know, the dog bit me and then went on with its way. I didn't do anything. I didn't kick the dog. I didn't complain to the owner. I didn't do anything. He just bit through some pants, and it kind of made a scrape on the back of my leg. Yeah. I figured there wasn't going to be any saliva mixing, and I wasn't going to get, you know, whatever you cooties you get from dog bites.
Rabies.
So, yeah. I don't think that little house dog was going to have rabies. He's just mean. That's all. He had three legs. What do you want from him?
Hey, that's unusual.
855-450-3733. Which dog breeds do you think are dangerous? Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in freedom. And we're talking about all things dogs. You know, at this point specifically, we're reading an article about what is the most dangerous dog. But, you know, you're welcome to call in about anything that you find interesting. As a matter of fact, we have, I would credit our chat room with this story anyway, because somebody was talking about it in there, and it's an interesting topic. I think people like to talk about which dogs are most dangerous, because somebody's always got a story. And as a matter of fact, another topic that kind of gets people riled up sometimes is docking tails or clipping ears.
Oh, yeah. That is abusive. I cannot go for that.
See? I have a dog whose tail is docked and ears are clipped because I've got a Doberman, right? And that's just how it's done. I'll get into that here in just one second. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com was it's launched a trading platform called local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no more ID requirements to sign up for, and you can use the site, and all the communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. And it is really... It's game changing as far as cryptocurrency goes, and I think that big things are going to change there. So let's talk about cropping ears.
Yeah, why do people do
that? Why would anyone cut the shape of their dog's ears? Right, a couple of reasons. So it originally started because, you know, fighting dogs, even a dog that's intended as a guard dog, you don't want somebody to be able to grab its ear. You don't want a dog to be able to grab a hold of its ear and, you know, give it a disadvantage. So, you know, hopefully nobody's, you know, making fighting dogs, but a guard dog, it still makes a certain amount of sense. But you look at a Doberman, and you still have these long sort of ears, and it seems like they're now stylized as opposed to really being cropped for that purpose. But there are advantages. One of the major advantages is if you've ever had a floppy-eared dog, you spent some time, likely, dealing with yeast infections and, you know, sort of stuff that goes on in the ear. When the ear's not opening up, I'm sure you're familiar with, say, the way a German Shepherd looks. Its ears are pointy and open, whereas a Beagle, for instance, has a floppy ear. So the floppy ear is a disadvantage from a health standpoint. The probably optimal situation is the way a wolf's ear is, but dogs, when they become domesticated, you know, over time, their ears became floppy because, well, I don't know. It's probably the same reason that a killer whale's dorsal fin doesn't stick up when it's in captivity.
For whatever reason it happened, now you have floppy eared dogs, and I get it. Stuff gets in there and it can't come back out.
Yep.
Causes infection.
And
okay.
We had a Saint Bernard that we kept at my house for several months as a friend's, and they had some issues, so we took the dog. Great dog, awesome dog, but I mean, I can't tell you how much time I spent laying on top of this dog while my wife went fiddled in its ears. Pretty much every single day we were doing something. By the way, God bless that apple cider vinegar. It sure did the job. All the medications we could get from the vet, nothing. But apple cider vinegar fixed the problem. Somebody out there is, yeah, apple cider vinegar. I can't even remember what the name of the one brand that everybody knows, but it has the mother in it. You know what that is?
I don't.
Some goop at the bottom, I guess.
Yeah, I just buy the store brand apple cider vinegar.
Let's go to the phones. We got Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, can you hear me?
I got you. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I hate to do plugins and advertisements, but I want to talk about something that I think your listeners would be interested in. I work for a podcast called Politics Weekly, and this Friday there's going to be a 2020 libertarian debate that is going to be up. Some of the candidates include Arvin Vora, Max Abramson, Soraya Foz.
So this is a Libertarian Party debate.
Yes, this is a Libertarian Party debate.
Is this the one that went on in Massachusetts?
No, this is just a podcast debate. This is audio only.
So they, like, got in on Skype or something and everybody got into a chat room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How long is it?
It's 1 hour and 5 minutes.
And if I listen, I'm going to find out which Libertarian candidate I like the most?
Yeah, there are four candidates that participated. There's Arvind Vohra, the former...
You don't need to repeat it over and over again, because now you're getting on my nerve. I'm already promoting a podcast on my podcast, all right, for free. So, I think that people probably should take a listen to this stuff if they're interested in the Libertarian Party politics. But I don't know about you, Greg, but I'm probably going to vote for whatever the Libertarian is, no matter what.
Well, again, I'm a non-biased person. I don't typically reveal my politics on there. I do a lot of the debates, but I thought a lot of people listening might be interested if they're undecided on which Libertarian. And it's going to be
what
on
can they
Spotify.
Do about that, though? What can they do about wanting to their particular candidate to win? How do they handle that?
Well, I know that there's the convention in Houston next year. They're going to have the Libertarian convention. And people who go, I know it's expensive, but people that go can vote for who they want to be on the ballot for president and vice president. It's pretty interesting. The podcast, all the candidates made their cases and they all did pretty well. It's going to be up this Friday. It's going to be on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts. And if you don't want to listen to all that, then on Saturday it's going to be on YouTube on the Election HQ YouTube channel.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Greg. I can tell you this. If you really care about who the Libertarians put up in 2020, then the best thing to do is to sort of get a hold of your state party now and ask them, what's it take to be a delegate? Because I know, for one thing, you got to pay your way to Houston and pay for your hotel room and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's stuff out of your own pocket.
Yeah, because they're not gonna throw you the cash for that.
They may not even have the cash.
I don't think that you could expect the Republicans or Democrats at the convention to pay for your stuff either. So, I mean, I don't think that's unusual. And, what I hear is a lot of people complain about what goes on in the Libertarian Party. They put up this guy or that guy. Well, now's your opportunity.
Yeah, if you want to change the way they do business, then get involved.
That's all you have to do. Or you can just sit on the sidelines, complain. That's always an option. All right, let's go back to the story here that I got actually from the chat room. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com, you can get in the chat room there. It's actually Phil Collins and a few of the folks that are in there are chatting about all these things, all things dog-related. I don't know if it's the real Phil Collins, but...
Probably not.
It's a Phil Collins. I mean, surely there's somebody named Phil.
I'm sure he may be a real Phil Collins, but not the singer.
Or maybe the singer. What do I know? Yeah, George Bush calling one time. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gilroy, California Police Chief Scott Smithy says they're investigating reports of a second suspect after Sunday's deadly shooting at a garlic festival.
We did have reports of a potential second suspect. We don't have any confirmation that any second suspect did any shooting, but we certainly are investigating all leads to try to determine who that potential second suspect is and what exactly that person's role was.
The victims in the attack were a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his 20s. More than a dozen people were injured in the attack as well. President Trump signs a bill permanently extending the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Speaking at the White House, the president says the country must be there for the first responders who served in Lower Manhattan.
Families of our fallen heroes, our nation owes each of you a profound debt that no words or deeds will ever repay.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but we are talking about dangerous dog breeds. And, well, you know, it's up to you. Talk about what you want. I want to tell you real quick about an advertising program that we've started here on Free Talk Live. And it combines radio, digital, and print all in one. I think it's amazing, and I think it's going to really change advertising, or at the very least be important in advertising sometime in the future. And we're involved, and I'm glad that we are. So if you are a business owner, this is really for you. But what the program is basically an app. You go to 123.freetalklive.com. It's as easy as 123. That's why we use that. 123.freetalklive.com. And what it's an app that will allow you to take pictures and then send the pictures to yourself, so like physically. So the pictures are taken on your cell phone, and then you say, I like this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. And then they send the prints to you. Now, the prints have some advertising on them, because nothing in this world is free, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a special micro-perforation tear. It looks just like it was cut, so it'll look great. But anyway, then you get a picture, and the advertiser had their ad in your hand. Because direct mail is very traceable. They know what the results are going to be when it comes to direct mail. But most people throw that crap away. So do you want direct mail that has a far greater response rate? This is just that's what the guess is. 123.freetalklive.com. For your business, 123.freetalklive.com. Going on with this article here from untamedscience.com. So which breeds are more dangerous? We're talking about dogs, of course. Of course, aggression is only part of the issue. A ankle biter may be more aggressive, but isn't likely to kill you. In general, big dogs are more dangerous. But is the legislation against certain big dog breeds warranted? Why are pit bulls often targeted with breed-specific legislation? It's time to separate the fact from feelings. According to a 2000 study, more than half of dog-related deaths between 79 and 98, so almost 20 years, were reportedly caused by pit bulls or Rottweilers. However, more than 25 different breeds of dogs were implicated in dog-caused fatalities as well. Most dogs that are actually cause deaths have certain physical characteristics. They're large, very muscular, and have a low center of gravity and extremely powerful jaw muscles. Many of these dogs are even bred to attack and protect other animals and people. It sounds pretty bad when you look at it on the surface like that, so let's dig in deeper. First, it's pretty hard to identify pit bulls in the first place. Don't believe me? Check out this site. They got a link here. It's sort of a generic term to begin with. That's what I said. The AKC considers them mutts. It doesn't really apply to any one breed of dog except the American Pit Bull Terrier. In fact, one 2013 study showed that it was actually pretty common for media and official accounts of dog breeds to vary in cases where people had been killed by dogs.
Okay, so you can't actually identify a pit bull by breed because it's not really a recognizable breed. How do they get away with banning it then if you can't identify what it is you're banning?
Well, that's the problem is that there is no way to identify something as a pit bull. Oh, I'm sorry, officer, you think this is a pit bull? This is an American Staffordshire Terrier. Or whatever you say. This dog killed somebody? It must be a pit bull. And when it bears no resemblance at all.
Yeah. So if a dog kills somebody, it's a pit bull? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Second, there are millions of pit bulls in the U.S. right now. Most are loving family members. So what causes a good pit bull to go bad? The same study pointed out a host of factors that led to people being killed by dogs. Most dogs who kill people share common backgrounds. They're usually left chained up outside, away from the family where they would develop normal social behaviors towards people. It really is tough to master human social interactions. Just ask any introvert like himself. Oh, that's funny. Many are also abused by their owners. Most people who are killed by dogs tend to be small kids who wander into the dog's property, and the dog, who's never seen anyone else and is suddenly trapped, freaks out. But this is another thing, is that, ladies and gentlemen, don't just walk up to a dog with your hand stuck out and expect the dog to be fine with that. You got to give the dog a little room. Not every dog's this way. Most dogs are going to be fine. Like the vast majority of dogs, if you wander up, hey, puppy, and you got your hand out, even if you got it out to smell or whatever you've got going on.
Most will be fine with that.
Yeah, most will be fine.
Yeah, there will be exceptions.
But you get bit, you're going to be like, oh, why did that happen to me? I was doing everything right. Well, no, you weren't.
No.
No, you weren't. According to Dr. Heckman, some people also get pit bulls precisely because they have a reputation as a vicious dog. They then house them in these exact conditions, and boom, before you know it, you have a perfect storm headed on a collision course for eventual disaster. Of course, some dogs do attack outside of these circumstances. For the most part, though, dog deaths boil down to a simple factor: mismanagement and unfortunate circumstances. The good news? We can guard against this as a society, but maybe not how you'd think. Another thing I'd like to say is when you get a dog and it's young, take it around kids. Introduce it to the kids. Let it see. Because they don't necessarily understand. Not every dog understands why these little human-like creatures make all this noise and run around. And it's frustrating to them. So, you got to socialize the animal with kids. Another thing, take it around people of other races, because they otherwise they don't know. I mean, dogs have been with us for 50,000 years, and they determine, you know, this particular tribe or that particular tribe is their tribe. And they, you know, the smells, the look, you know, whatever of that tribe, they got it. They understand. The other tribes are a threat, which they probably were a threat.
Yeah, back then they may very well have been.
So help them out and just introduce them to different people, different genders, different ages, different races, different all this stuff, just so they get an idea of what's going on and they don't freak out on you.
It makes perfect sense to me.
It does when you think about it. Dog breed specific legislation, does it really work? In a word, no. Some places, like Manitoba, actually have seen successes with breed-specific legislation. In many other places, though, they failed. Why? It turns out there are several reasons. The major reason why legislation doesn't work is that it really doesn't treat the cause of the problem. The cause is not pit bulls themselves. The cause is mismanagement by owners, many of whom happen to be attracted to scary dogs like pit bulls and put them in high-risk environments. As they said, leaving them outside chained up. But focusing on the thing that isn't causing the problem, local governments are actually shifting resources away from more effective preventions, like finding and fixing bad owner situations. Furthermore, breed-specific legislation trains people to view the entire breed as bad, when it's just not the case.
Yeah, it never was. And, you know, that's one of the things that I always thought was ridiculous about pit bull bans, because you'd hear about it about one every year or two, some city was banning pit bulls because of a pit bull went crazy. And it was never the pit bulls in the first place. It was the owners abusing the dogs.
It's the same concept as I'm going to ban, guns or, whatever it is that they do. I'd like to point out that there is one gender in America that commits more than 80% of the violent crime.
Really?
Should we not do something about that gender?
Yeah, ban them.
Ban that gender. I mean, you're talking about 80% of the violent crime in the United States is committed by males. Males.
Lock them all up.
But as a male, I'm just sitting here going, that's those violent people, not me. I didn't do it.
Right. I didn't either.
Ban the deed, not the breed.
Right.
Just like the American Kennel Club says, ban the deed, not the breed. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com and download the app there, and then you'll be able to call in. It sounds really great. It's discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about dogs. Here's this animal that has shared with us for tens of thousands of years. It's difficult to nail down exactly when dogs and man sort of hooked up, but it probably started with wolves hanging around for the scraps or, you know, some canine. Let's just use that terminology.
Way back in prehistory.
Yeah, way back in prehistory. Probably 50,000 years is the numbers I've heard, but I've seen people posit 100,000 years ago. And I don't see why not. They call what we are modern man, and modern man likely existed for 200,000 years. So 100,000 of those years, we had no interactions really with dogs except to try to hunt them down and kill them.
Hmm.
And I think that probably for a long time, you know, the dogs would hang out, get the scraps, and we'd probably take a few here and there for food. Or you'd feed them the scraps that you knew you couldn't keep. And then when times get tough, well, you take the ones that you probably take males. You know how breeders or, you know, any livestock is done. You take the males, you leave the females, and, you know, those kind of things. And over time, they became probably the kids went out and played with them. Some of the puppies.
Yeah, it could happen.
Because playing with puppies is fun. And then, you know, some of the dogs hung around. Others became, as they became adults, more shy of humans.
Yeah, and if they're exposed to humans as puppies, they're more likely to be domestic.
Just right. And then just over time, they sort of self-selected. The ones that like humans more kind of hung around more. The ones that dislike humans went away. And
kept the distance.
Yeah, those kind of things. And so, anyway, we're reading this article here about what is the most dangerous breed. It's from untamedscience.com, and I think it's been great. They really go over some of the best stuff. And then I want to talk to you about docking tails.
Yeah, that's one thing that you mentioned a couple segments back that I just didn't understand.
Didn't hear anything.
Why yeah. People do it.
Yep. Let me just finish up the article real quick. So, finally, banning one breed won't solve the bad owner problem, because if you outlaw one breed, they'll just find another one. And, ladies and gentlemen, think back over time. Which was the bad dog breed in the 60s? the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. I'd venture to say the bad dog breed in the 60s was probably, just me guessing here, I wasn't alive, German Shepherds, the 70s Dobermans, the 80s Rottweilers, the 90s Pit Bulls, maybe?
Yeah, that's pretty much been Pit Bulls ever since.
Pit Bulls ever since. Let's see. For example, if you outlaw the American Pit Bull Terrier, then someone may just get a Presa Canario or Cane Corso. Those are big mastiffs. Instead, two other dog breeds with vicious reputations. Cane Corso is a gigantic animal. So what's the most dangerous dog breed in the world? The surprising answer, none. Dangerous breeds like pit bulls are not any more aggressive towards people than any other dog breed on their own. As we saw in the dog aggression study, the fact is that they do cause most deaths. That does point to a larger problem, dog owners. It's actually a complex interplay between genetics that give dogs the tools to be dangerous and people who actively nurture these qualities where they might not otherwise have developed. So that's really the issue. It's owners instead of the dogs themselves.
Yeah, the dogs are just dogs. The owners are making them do this.
Right. So about tail docking. People tend to get whipped up about ear clipping and tail docking. And it's not that I wouldn't claim that these things are necessary anymore. So we have a Doberman, and both of these things is true on them. I didn't do that to him, but I know the people who did. He was destined to be a show dog. He's gorgeous. His feet splay out a little bit. Now, you can say, well, that's a ridiculous reason not to be confirmation, whatever. Well, it isn't a ridiculous reason because they have a breed standard, and that's fine. So I've got a gorgeous dog who's kind of duck-footed, and he's great at the house. He's fine. He's a pet. He gets to do what he should have been doing all along, which is hanging out with us. And he's got his ears cropped, they point up, just like a Doberman's would. And he's got a stubby little tail, which he wags when he gets to play, and, you know, that kind of thing. But why would you cut the tail on a dog? This is part of its spine, for God's sake. Why would you do that?
Why? Why?
There's good questions. First off, there have been a certain, you know, you got to wonder what about some of these studies. Some studies say it doesn't matter at all. Other studies say the animal feels pain differently now that its tail's been docked or whatever. The reason they started doing it was a variety of reasons in the past. Basically, if a dog is a fighting dog, you don't want to leave a tail out there for the other dog to chomp on. If the dog is a guard dog, you don't want an attacker to be able to seize them by the tail and whip them around. Remember, there are very few dogs that are as heavy as a full-grown man. And if they're a hunting dog, you don't want them to have a long tail when they go out into the brush, because if they get excited, you know, like a hunting dog loves to hunt like nothing you've ever seen. You pull out a gun, they know what it is. They're ready to go. They're like tearing at the door to get out. And their tail is whipping back and forth at a tremendous rate. So they're excited, they've got something cornered, or they're pointing at something, or whatever it is that they're doing, their tail smacks up against a sapling or a tree and breaks.
Hmm.
You know, it's a small spine. It happens all the time. Another one that I don't find to be the most convincing is long-haired dogs have long hairs on their tails, and so if you get rid of the tail, then you have less long hair. To clean.
I'm not so sure about that.
To be clear, docked tails these days are all about aesthetics, all about preference. Now, I know that the American Kennel Club claims that you don't have to dock your tails or clip ears or whatever in order to win shows. Now, I would say that the people who do these shows...
Yeah, I heard a butt in there.
Yes, there's a big butt. The people who do these shows have an expectation that the ears and tails will be docked. So we didn't have to, my family didn't have to, it wasn't my family, but anyway, the people that my mother was working with didn't have to dock this dog's ears and tail. They just decided to do that. Now, I prefer the ears and tails to be done, and the reason I prefer that is because I don't want to have to clean ears out on a regular basis. You know, you get these yeast infections and that kind of thing, and I don't want to have to deal with a broken tail on a dog. But you got to understand, everybody's got their biases, and I know I was raised with this bias. I'm clear on that. I was raised with dogs that we had Schnauzers, Dobermans, Rottweilers. The only thing that had any tail at all was my mother's Manchester Terrier, which looks like a little Doberman anyway. Have you ever seen one of these?
I'm not sure.
If you think about a min pin, a miniature pinscher, they're kind of like a bigger version of that.
Okay.
So, you know, you have to research this for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You have to determine. I don't look at dogs like people. I think that when it comes to your young son, you shouldn't go ahead and give him a circumcision, because at some point in his life, he's going to be able to make that decision on his own, so you shouldn't do it. That's my belief. But I consider dogs to be property. Best I can tell, they don't really have the sense to have their own volition. So I prefer to tell them what to do, and I make the decisions for them. I decide they're going to get vaccines. I decide their ears are going to be clipped, and I decide their tail's going to be docked. I've never done it myself. I've never, clipped a cat's claws off. But I've had a cat that was given to me. Most of the animals that I've ever had in my life, they arrived at some point.
They were given to you.
Yeah. You could choose to call the dog that I have a rescue. I think it's really hip at this point to call things rescues. But he was a kennel dog. And now he's happy to be in a house. And, we're working on potty training and making all those things happen. It's a little harder with an 18-month-old dog. But, if you have if you have thoughts on dangerous dogs or why ear cropping or tail docking is unacceptable, I'd love to hear your calls. Because maybe I can be convinced on this. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live, or the Discord lines. You go to discord.freetalklive.com. You can download the app there and, call in and sound really great. Now that Ian's got this Discord thing set up, it's a big deal. I'm looking here at the AVMA, which is the American Veterinary Medical Association, talking about tail docking FAQ. And this organization, in particular, is against tail docking. Now, I imagine most veterinarians have to dock tails because if you don't do what people want, you're not going to get business.
No, they'll just go somewhere else.
If you want your, if somebody wants their puppy's tails docked and the vet says, I'm not going to do that, likely that person isn't going to be bringing that dog back for everything else, a lifetime's worth of treatment. And a dog's worth many thousands of dollars to a veterinary clinic.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.